statistics show the past year has been a hard one for victims of COVID-19 in the jurisdiction of Public Health Sudbury and District, PHSD. There were three times as many COVID-related deaths last year than in all of 2021. There was also a 275% increase in the number of reported COVID cases in the local health unit area. For baseline purposes, 2021 ended the year with a cumulative total of 47 deaths and 5,723 total cases of COVID since the pandemic was declared in March of 2020. As of December 28, 2022, PHSD had reported a cumulative total of 194 deaths and 21,475 total cases of COVID since the pandemic was first declared. That works out to 147 deaths for 2022 alone, and more than 15,700 new COVID cases going through the PHSD numbers in the past 12 months. Last January was particularly hard on COVID patients, with 33 deaths reported in that 1 month alone. February was also difficult, as 28 deaths were reported that month. The numbers were easier as time progressed, with June reporting only 3 deaths for the entire month. The December was unusual, as PHSD revised its statistics to report that 4 previously reported COVID deaths were not COVID deaths at all. As of Wednesday, there were only 2 confirmed COVID-related deaths in December. January was also challenging for the number of new cases that were reported to the health unit. At the end of January 2022, there were 9,367 total COVID cases, more than 3,600 new cases in that 1 month. From New Year's Day to Canada Day, there were more than 10,000 newly confirmed COVID cases in Sudbury, with a cumulative total of roughly 16,200. In late July, PHSD issued a news release urging caution about the rising COVID-19 trends in the region. The pandemic is surging again locally. For the Public Health Sudbury and District's area this week, 62 new COVID-19 cases have been reported per day, on average, compared with just 14 cases per day reported in late June, said the news release. Following a 2-week uptick of COVID-19 trends, it's vitally important that people take extra steps to prevent the spread of COVID-19, said Dr. Penny Sutcliffe, Medical Officer of Health for the Sudbury and Manitoulin districts at the time. The BA.5 subvariant of Omicron is now the dominant subvariant in the province. Emerging data on BA.5 suggest it has similar severity to previous Omicron subvariants, but it is likely more transmissible. There is also evidence of increased reinfection among those who were infected with earlier strains of Omicron. For all these reasons, I am reminding people to use as many layers of personal protection as possible to protect yourself, your close ones, and our healthcare system. It was 2 months later, on September 12, that the health unit reported that the new bivalent version of the COVID vaccine was available in Sudbury. The new version of the vaccine was touted as being more effective against the Omicron variant. Sutcliffe remarked at the time that the bivalent vaccine would improve one's overall immunity. Whether you have already received 1 or 2 booster doses, or you have been waiting for the new bivalent vaccine, getting a fall bivalent booster dose will increase your immunity at a time when COVID-19 cases are expected to increase, along with other respiratory diseases. Booster doses are safe, and they work, said Sutcliffe. COVID case numbers began dropping off, with just over 1,100 in October, and just over 500 in November. In terms of COVID-related deaths, the health unit reported 10 deaths in October and 11 deaths in November.